wait for half a minute or 1 minute?
My cell phone says 3:13.
Okay.
Let me see, so maybe 2 minutes, but...
Oh, 2 minutes, okay.
You just figure it out. You may start out. There's a pointer right here. You like to stay around here to be,
sure.
You know, yeah. Videotaped.
So let me know when it's time to start. I can start? Okay, yeah, I'm Samuel Esser, Colorado State University. We need to shift gears a little bit. I'm going to talk about potatoes, which I know everybody eats. And now here, as the title tells us, I'm going to talk about compost amendment in potato production as combined with nitrogen rates. As an introduction, I would like to present to you a little bit about the importance of compost in potato production. Addition of compost releases nutrients slowly over the growing season for crop productivity. It improves soil structure, which leads to increased water infiltration and soil water holding capacity. Addition of compost also improves soil biology, which with increased microbial activity. So as you can see, when you amend compost to the soil, it helps a great deal in crop production and for the matter in potato production. However, research have demonstrated that there are mixed results in the use of compost in potato production. Either there is no difference in the yield between the compost amendment and synthetic fertilizer application, or there's yield increase with synthetic fertilizer over compost application, and vice versa. And so the question was, what's the cause of this kind of mixed results? And the inconsistencies in the response of potato to compost and nitrogen fertilizer application may be due to application rate. And so in this study, 2 years study, 2014-2015, we try to hypothesize that a combination of the appropriate rate of compost and then fertilizer application will maximize tuber yield and quality of the potato. Our objective, therefore, was to determine the rate of compost and end fertilizer application that can maximize potato yield or performance in the field. Experimental procedure. We did use a cultivar called the Rio Grande Russet. Now, this is a fresh market potato, not for table. That's what we cook, we normally bake, and etc. Not the chips or the French fries. Fresh market. The study was in the field. We tried to arrange the study as a factorial arrangement of the treatments in RCBD. And each treatment was replicated 4 times. Now the treatments, I want to explain. We have synthetic fertilizer, which is 180-60-60 NPK as a control, which normal growers mostly use. However, now in Colorado, application of compost has become more common, become very popular, and that's why this study was carried on. And because of the mixed results, we wanted to see exactly what kind of rate of compost and what rate of nitrogen in combination can get the best yields and quality. So we had 1 ton per acre compost with 180 pound N per acre as a combination, and that I recommend that as full N. And then we had 1 ton per acre compost with half of the N required rate, 90 pound per acre as half N. In this talk, this is what you see. Then we had 3 tons per acre compost with full N and 3 tons per acre compost with half N. Then 5 tons per acre with full N and 5 tons per acre compost with half N. Some of the data we collected, more than this, but for this talk, we did collect petioles to look at nutrient uptake during the season, Livera index. When I talk Livera index, you know, it's a green leaf area per unit area of land. In other words, this tells us leaf productivity, canopy development, duration of the of green leaves in the field. During the season, we look at tuber bulking, rate of bulking. Are the various treatments, the combinations of nitrogen and compost, are they influencing the rate of how the tubers are bulking? And that's what growers are interested in potatoes. The earlier the bulking, the heavier, the faster the bulking, the better. Then at the end of the season, we did look at total yield, and then what we call tuber size distribution. So, for example, we have less than 4 ounce tubers, the small ones. Normally, fresh market, they are not marketable. Then we have 46 ounce, 6 to 10 ounces. And then we have the more than 16 ounce tubers, the bigger ones, the jumbos. And then we have different size, more than 10 ounce premium size, 6 to 12 ounce, and etc. So we look at total yield, and also we look at tuber size distribution. In fact, the tuber size distribution dictates the market and the price. So bigger tubers have more yield than smaller tubers, more pricier than smaller tubers, and etc. So tuber size distribution, potato production, especially a fresh market, is very important. Let's see some results. So here, nutrient uptake. As you can see, I put this slide here for you to see how the nitrogen application combination with compost influence nitrate and uptake by the plant, and how this influences yield and quality later on as I present the slides. Now, as you can see, we have 1 ton per acre full N compared to 1 ton per acre half N, half of the required rate. So you see, in all cases, 3 ton compost, half N, 5 ton compost, full N, and half N. Now you can see that the more nitrogen we put in, automatically we had more uptake. However, the half N doesn't take half of the nitrogen, it takes more than that. So this tells us that application of compost with nitrogen, rate of nitrogen, can influence nutrient uptake, and it can influence the yield and quality, which we'll see later. Now, I did look at phosphorus as well. Let's see what's happening in phosphorus. As you can see, now we see 1 ton per acre compost with full N and 5 ton per acre compost with half N. Here is higher up, the most uptake of phosphorus in this study, with 3 ton per acre half and 5 ton per acre full, and it gives us the lowest amount of phosphorus uptake. Again, this tells us that a combination of compost and nitrogen can influence phosphorus uptake. Let's see here. Potassium. We talk of phosphorus, not potassium. Similarly, as you can see, for potassium, now the scenario changes here. We have synthetic fertilizer. Give us the highest uptake of potassium, together with 5 ton per acre compost and half N. Again, in general, what I want to emphasize here with the nutrient uptake is that when you combine compost with nitrogen rates, you have different rates of nutrient uptake, and that influences the yield and quality of the tuber. Now let's look at green leaf area duration. Now, as you can see, this is synthetic fertilizer. Now, leaf area duration, now the persistence of the green leaves, or duration of the green leaves on the field. Now, when you add compost in combination, independent of the rate of nitrogen, you have prolonged leaf area duration and delayed leaf senescence. Whereas synthetic fertilizer, we have early senescence of the leaves. So again, telling us that compost amendment can be very important. You can have the leaves, the plants having more leaves in the field for a longer period of time, again photosynthesis, and therefore probably more bulking. Tuber bulking, as you could see, 5 tons per acre compost with full N, 3 tons per acre compost with full N, they give us more earlier tuber bulking. And for this, 5 tons per acre compost half N, earlier tuber bulking compared to the other treatment. Now let's see how this influences the yields. As we can see from here, for total tuber yield, now in potatoes, we talk of total tuber yield, then after that, you need to come in and look at the size distribution. For the total tuber yield will include both the small tubers, which some of them are not marketable, the less than 4 ounce tubers. Now here you can see the graph is skewed a little bit to the right. So 5 tons per acre compost full N, 5 tons per acre compost in general gives the maximum total yield compared to other treatments, even though they are not statistically different from 1 ton per acre, but numerically they are. In fact, 5 ton per acre compost with full N gives us the maximum yield. This is for total yield. But let's come to the marketable tuber yield, more than 4 ounce tubers. And this is what the grower is interested in, marketable yield. Now there you see that it changes. So here, the rate of application, 1 ton per acre compost, similar to 5 ton per acre compost. So the rate of application is now having effect, influence here. Now remember, synthetic fertilizer is down. So compost amendment is very important, but the rate is telling us something. Now let's go down to more than 6 ounce tuber yield. Okay, these are bigger tubers, and more than 6 ounce tuber yield. And as you can see, 1 ton per acre compost with full N, similar to 5 ton per acre compost. Premium size tuber yield, more than 10 ounce. These are more pricier. Then see the graph skewed to the right, left. 1 ton per acre compost with full N gives a maximum yield compared to all other treatments. Synthetic fertilizer is low. So you see, when you add compost, you have more premium size tuber yield. Again, with 1 ton as compared to 3 or 5 ton per acre. We did look at tuber diameter. More than 2 inches tuber diameter, the diameter of the tuber. Again, here we see, you don't see much difference in 1 ton and 5 ton as you go up. But then, when you come down to more than 2 inches and less than 10 ounce, more than 2 inches but less than 10 ounce tuber yield. Again, we see a skew to the right a little bit numerically compared to the 1 ton over here. Even though statistically not much difference. But let's see, more than 2 inch diameter, but more than 10 ounce in weight. Then again, we come to 1 ton per acre composite full N. So the rate here is very important. Synthetic fertilizer comes down. Quality, we did look at knobs and misshapes. We did look at growth cracks. In general, as you can see, as you add compost, you reduce tuber external defects as compared to synthetic fertilizer. Hollow heart, internal defect. Again, generally we see that when you add compost, you have a general reduction in internal defects compared to synthetic fertilizer. I'm trying to emphasize the importance of compost in potato production, and again the rate as well as effect. In summary, therefore, we can say that compost amendment delays potato leaf senescence and prolongs green leaf area duration. Application of 3 or 5 ton compost with optimum end rate enhances early tuber bulking. Compost improves tuber yield and tuber size distribution of Rio Grande russet. Compost application helps reduce tuber external and internal defects. As a take home message, we say application of 1 ton per acre compost combined with half the required end fertilizer rate is recommended for maximum marketable tuber yield. However, when you come to the large marketable tuber yield or premium size tuber yield, we are seeing that 1 ton per acre compost combined with the required N, the full N, is recommended. So the rate of application dictates the size distribution and the pricier size of the tuber. Thank you for attention. And any questions?
Okay. One question. Just only less than 1 minute.
Why do you think that compost influences or limits growth cracks, hollow hearts? Like what's beneficial? What does the compost have?
Yeah. So in terms of hollow cracks and growth cracks, the unevenness of the soil composition. Like, for example, if you have inconsistencies in nitrogen in the soil, it can cause these growth cracks and internal defects. But with the compost, the tuber, as it grows in the soil, doesn't have any much resistance. And so we don't have this kind of external effects on the tubers when it's bulking or it's growing, and that reduces that kind of effect.
I think we'll
okay. Thank you.
Let's give a hand.